Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown, and today we are talking about going green. Yeah, that's the latest rage. I'm going to share tips and solutions on how to go green. There's a lot of people that are saying, yeah, you know, we want to be green friendly and this and that. But you know what? There are ways to really go green, and it's not that difficult. Today, you all know on my show today is Wednesday, that I broadcast live from the Family Success Center, of which I'm a board member. So I'm broadcasting live, and we have our weekly support group meetings for families in the community from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And so since I start the show at 12, don't have time to dash to the studio, but so if you hear any babies crying or any background noise, it's because I'm crashing in someone's office right now. I'm not actually in my own space, but it's all good. It's all good. We are just going to come together no matter what, and I'm going to share some tips and solutions about going green. So, you know, when we look at going green and when we look at what going green really means, what does that really mean? I know when I go into a store, I was at Staples this morning buying paper for my office. I said, you know, I don't need a bag. And he says, you don't want a bag. Most people want a bag. I said, no, I don't want a bag because I'm a tree hugger. And he started laughing. And I think the biggest misconception about going green is that it costs money. You have to start changing solar panels in your house. Nah, not that stuff isn't necessary. So if you follow me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/liferemix, I frequently tweet about things of interest to me, one of which happens to be how to really go green and what greening of your household means. And in this economy, we want to really do things that are inexpensive, affordable, and we can all take baby steps. I know just for my own household, we are trying to reduce our carbon footprint, and we're doing what we can to reduce our carbon footprint. And one of the first things I did was really stop taking plastic. And a lot of people, you know, my father, he was the first one. I'm not walking out of a store without a bag. And this, and I said, well, Daddy, it's not an issue of walking out of the store without a bag. We're not stealing or anything like that. I think it's just, and I understand my dad's position, too, that it can look like that these stores are just trying to do things where they don't want to, you know, spend money on bags and things like that. I know at IKEA, I live in North Jersey, and we have a huge IKEA in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And some time ago, they started charging for bags. And I'm like, well, how are we supposed to walk out with our stuff if you guys are charging us for a bag? But what they do offer is where you can buy a bag for 59 cents. And I'm like, yeah, right, they just want you to buy a bag for 59 cents. But actually, they have boxes available, like literally huge boxes where you can put your purchases. You can wrap up your purchases in paper, like tissue paper, and then you can actually put them in boxes and take them to your car. And I actually like those better because it sits better in the car. It actually fits better in your car. So, you know, there are little things that that we can do to really be the catalyst and really start saving the economy. Start saving the environment. This is so much noise. Sorry about that. Saving the environment. But on that note, let me just get right into the tips that I have to share today, because we just have a lot of stuff going on. And I thank everybody for hanging out. Just so you know, the chat room is open. So for those of you who would like to join me, the chat room is open, who are listening to the show. So big up to everybody that's in the chat room right now. And thank you as we're getting through the top of our show about going green. So let's just jump right into it. The first thing I would recommend is to adopt something. I would say adopt a pet, a stream, a dolphin, and it may sound kind of corny, but there's almost no limit to the number of environmental causes to which you, your friends, your family, or your class, if you're a teacher, can turn. Adopt something, even if you adopt a street, because even if you adopt a street and you, say, have cleanup day once a week or once a month, that's less trash being funneled into the sewage system, which ultimately we can take these bottles and properly dispose of them or take them to the recycling plant without them floating down the street and, you know, going into the sewage system and, you know, not being able to be properly recycled. So I would encourage you to adopt something, no matter big or small. Another thing, and I'm going to go through these quickly, is to avoid fast food. Most fast food is overpackaged, and most fast food companies are responsible for producing so much of the trash and materials that cannot be recycled. It's bananas. And let me give you a quick scenario. And I regret buying it, but I'll share it with you today. When I come to my meeting, how I told you I'm at my meeting now, I buy snacks for everybody, and I saw the cutest thing in the grocery store. It comes in a plastic container, and inside that plastic container are 10 individually wrapped bags of apples, of apple slices. And I'm like, wait a minute. Well, first of all, I bought it. So I was like, oh, this is great. You know, that way everybody that comes to the meeting can have, you know, slices of apples, and, you know, it's just really healthy, and it's really good, and da-da-da-da-da. Well, when I got to my meeting, I opened up the plastic container, and inside, as I was sitting through the meeting, I saw so many people opening the apples, which is exactly what I wanted. I wanted everybody to open the apples. But then now that everybody finished the apples, I saw all these little plastic bags of, you know, that the apples came in, and I just thought to myself, Dad, you know, I could have bought a couple of apples not wrapped in plastic, and cut them up myself, put them in a nice Tupperware container, and brought them here to the meeting, which would have done a lot better good to the environment than just buying plastic apples wrapped in plastic from the grocery store. Fast food restaurants, if you think about it, remember when McDonald's and Burger King, their stuff used to come in styrofoam? I don't know, maybe I'm dating myself. But now a lot of it comes in paper. Just, you know, they just take it and fold it over. Or it comes in like these brown cartons, which I'm very happy that the fast food restaurants are trying to do things that are a little bit more eco-friendly and are a little bit more friendly to the environment, because that's something that we really need to look at. Other ways, you know, I shared at the top of the show to cut down on our carbon footprint is to try to really reduce the amount of plastic you use. I mean, really. Plastic for this. I try my best when I'm grocery shopping to bring my own bags back to the supermarket, or I try to take the bags and recycle them for something else, or if I have to package something, I really try my darndest, when possible, to not just throw the plastic bags away. And my husband also shared with me one time that when you if you're driving and you drive over one of those plastic bags, it can get caught in the underpinnings of your car, and it can really mess up your car. Plastic is really bad when you look at it from that perspective. So just be careful when you see plastic. Try your best not to drive over it, because as I understand it, it can really do damage to your vehicle. So another way to really, really start reducing our carbon footprint and to get really on the energy efficient side is to change your light bulbs. And these are little things that are so inexpensive. Right now you can buy like 4 light bulbs. I know where we live, probably for like $179 or something like that. But you can buy the iridescent light bulbs. They look kind of swirly, and you can buy those. They last longer, they use less electricity, and it saves on what's emitted, the carbon that's emitted into the environment. So there's a lot of things you can do that are really not expensive. My mom shared with me another way to really go green and to help the environment is to turn off everything. Right now, I don't know where, you know, everybody that listens to this show is kind of all over the country, but I'll share this with you. If you leave things plugged in, you're still using electricity. So when you have your television plugged on in and you have your computer turned on, these are all things that are still using electricity even though they're not on. And so what we did, and this is what my mom told me to do, and it works so well. My mom said, at night, walk through your house, anything that's lit up, unplug it. Not turn it off, but unplug it. You would be surprised at how much electricity you use when you think there's no electricity being used. Think about it. I'll tell you. Your microwave, the clock on your oven, my coffee maker. I've got one of those cool coffee makers where you can just buy the little cups. It's called a Keurig. And I buy these little cups, and you just lift up the top, put the little cup in, and it makes a perfect cup of coffee every time. But I usually leave it plugged in. I leave it plugged in because I don't want to wake up in the morning where it has to heat up and da-da-da. So I just leave it. That the light, the blue lights were shining on that. Now, don't even let me take you into my office. The television, the cable box has time on it, my fax machine, my printer, my laptop, my cell phone charger. That's just in my office alone. Then let's take it to my son's bedroom, his video game, his cable box, his television, his cell phone, his PSP. Then we take it into the bedroom, another TV, another cable. Like, all of these things are still absorbing and are still using electricity. Even though we think they're not using electricity, these are all things that we can do to kind of help reduce our carbon footprint. So those are some of the things that I look at just in my immediate house. And there's those things are not really expensive at all. Another thing, don't buy aerosols. That's really bad. There are environmentally better packages for most products. Aerosols cannot be recycled, which means they're guaranteed to end up in a landfill. And some of their ingredients contribute to air pollution. Instead of aerosols, look for spray bottles, liquids, powders, and roll-ons. And I use a aerosol can for oil sheen for my hair. It's olive oil. I know all my sisters out there can relate. And I don't use that anymore. I use a jar of grease because I don't want to use an aerosol can. Other ways to really kind of reduce our carbon footprint and to go green for less than $50, during election campaigns, ask candidates about their position on the environment. Try to ask specific questions that relate to our situations. You know, I live in an urban community, urban, which means densely populated, not necessarily, you know, from an economic perspective, but by the government's definition of urban. I want to know what you're going to do to help us keep our cities green. So ask, for example, if they plan to get tough on polluting companies. I know in North Jersey, not even if you live here, anybody that has ever gone to Newark Airport in Newark, New Jersey, or if you're driving through Elizabeth, New Jersey, there is a very sweet smell in the air. It sounds cuckoo. For those of you that don't live in the New York or New Jersey area, you'll just think I'm nuts. But anytime you're driving through Newark, New Jersey, you will smell, or going into Elizabeth on the New Jersey Turnpike, you will smell this incredibly sweet smell, and it is like, it's something you can't even really explain, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm sure it comes from all of those manufacturing companies and all that stuff coming into the ports that is really polluting the air. So I always tell anybody that lives in the Essex County area of New Jersey, ask your politicians what they are doing to cut down on the pollutants that is in that area. Another way you can go green for less than $50, really, this is a free way, find out how to dispose of hazardous waste. Nearly every household has hazardous waste, old paint cans, motor oil, all of these things can help reduce your carbon footprint. They can be disposed of at a site specifically designed for hazardous or toxic waste. Some cities and counties have, like, packaging plants where you can drop your stuff. There are so many different ways. Another way, grow a garden. a garden can provide you with flowers, vegetables, and the environmental and mental and emotional and spiritual benefits of a garden are just will surpass anything that you can think of. Really quickly, I just see we have some people in the chat room. Hello, Pastor Montan McDonald, and hello, W. Dove. If you hear any noise in the background, it's because I'm broadcasting today from the Family Success Center in Jersey City, New Jersey, where I am every Wednesday from 10 to 12. We have a women's support group here, and I never have time to go to a quiet place. So if you hear any babies or noise or anything, that's why. And on Wednesdays, I do an abbreviated show because I'm not in my own abode. I'm using someone else's office while they're out to lunch. So today we're talking about how to go green. And so that's that. I just wanted to bring everybody up to speed. Here's another way to go green. Hold on to balloons. Helium balloons are the worst. They're fun, but if you let them fly away, once they burst, they can harm fish and they can harm animals. Helium balloons eventually fall back to the earth and can be blown by strong winds miles away into the ocean. And what happens is some sea animals can mistake the balloons for jellyfish, and when the animal tries to eat the balloon, it can kill them. So if you have a helium balloon, hold on to it tight. If you know of others who are planning to use them for a celebration, warn them about the dangers of letting balloons fly away. I love balloons. I'm such a balloon girl, but once I started researching how to go green and stuff like that, I was like, wait a minute. No, I've got to just change up. And it's not that you don't have the balloons. It's just that you don't let them fly away. So that's that. These ways are a little bit more expensive, but, you know, these are all different ways to go green, but this is a little bit more costly. And one is to insulate your home. You may find that there's a lot of energy being wasted just through things that are going on in your house. And I kind of talked about that at the top of today's show. After you finish your energy audit, I would recommend everybody do an energy audit. And after you finish your energy audit, make a list of the things that you believe should be done. And if you go to your local hardware store, I know we still have hardware stores. Most other cities probably have like a big Walmart or something, but there's still a lot of hardware stores that exist. They can help you determine how much your improvements will cost and how much energy you'll save. And I firmly recommend to try to get energy-efficient appliances. We have a dishwasher in our house that's not energy efficient. It's an older dishwasher. It's moderately energy efficient. It's not like super energy efficient. So that's something to think of as well. Here's a great way to go green for less than $50. There are hundreds of good organizations across the country, and most of them have annual membership fees of $25 or less, and some even have special rates for kids or students. Try to find one that focuses on something that you're particularly interested in. Go to a meeting, go to their charities, and really start connecting with people in the environment in this particular group. Here's more ways to go green for less than $50. Keep your car at home. You've learned that automobiles are the biggest single source of pollution, which is really, really bad. Most driving trips are under 5 miles, and you'd be surprised how many are under 1 mile. I would recommend walking, biking, skateboarding, roller skating, or even taking the bus. And if that's not feasible, I'll tell you, for those of you in the New York area who are listening, you know, we don't drive anywhere, but I will tell you, if I'm going out, I group my trips. That way when I move my car, I go boom, 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 and it's done. And so that's something where you can try to bundle your trips, and that's a way to help you go green also. I would also recommend looking at labels. Reading labels can tell you a lot of things. First, you can find out about a product's ingredients, whether it contains anything that might be hazardous to your health or the environment. A label will also tell you how to contact the product's manufacturer with questions and comments. And I would recommend feel free to let them know what's on your mind. If you think their product is good, let them know, could it be better? And let them know that you are looking for them to have products and labels and packaging that's environmentally friendly. You want to make sure you have things that are environmentally friendly. More ways to go green for less than $50. Don't buy pads of paper. Use scratch paper. You know how many times you've printed something and you spelled something wrong, you had to print it again? Don't throw that piece of paper away. Fold it in half, even fold it in half again, and you can make little notepads to jot things down. And when you finish, just throw it away. And at least you know you've used it more than once. There's so many different ways where you can go green, and you can green up your house, and you can green up your environment for very little money. It just takes a little bit of, I would say, initiative on our part, because it's not something that's super easy to do, but the benefits far outweigh any inconveniences that you may feel, and it really is good for our environment. One of the best things you can do for the environment is to plant a tree. How would you like to plant a tree and watch it grow? And we've done this. There are organizations and communities that have tree planting campaigns, but you don't even need one of these. You can visit a local nursery and find out what kind of trees will grow best in your area. And the nursery can also help you find a good place to plant a tree. Right now, I would recommend just riding the wave of being eco-friendly. Planting a tree, planting fruit in your backyard, a garden, anything you can do. Because just imagine this, if you're growing a garden in your backyard or in your front yard or in the side of your house, it's going to make you more mindful of trash and other things in your area, because your food is there. So I strongly recommend to anybody to plant something. I don't care what it is. Another way to go green for under $50 is to protest animal cruelty. A lot of cosmetic companies, fur. I'll tell you this. I love fur. I, at one point, had like 3 or 4 full-length fur coats at one point. And I probably would not wear fur again, or I would make sure there's ways that you can buy fur where it doesn't, where they didn't farm raise the minks or the rabbits or whatever to be used for clothing. A lot of times when you buy clothes that have fur on, it could be dog hair. So I really am mindful now to protest. I don't actively, so I'm not even going to say it on the air, actively protest animal cruelty, but I am mindful. I can tell you I still sometimes forget to recycle, but the purpose of today's show is to just try to heighten your awareness of how to go green without making these crazy changes and all of a sudden you're eating very expensive organic food. And just let me share with you about this whole organic. I don't eat organic food. I am really big on going green and reducing my carbon footprint, but a lot of that stuff is just a bunch of malarkey, as my son would say, because I won't let him say naughty words. But a lot of companies are now slapping the word organic on it and charging you 25% more of the price. And so I don't want to oh, wait a minute. Something just got put in the chat room. I'll take a look at that in 1 second. So I'm not going to buy, you know, carrots that instead of paying $1.29 for a bag of carrots, I'm paying $1.89 for a bag of carrots because it says organic on it. No way. I'm not doing that. Let's see. Hyro just put in the chat room, hey, Cy, wait a second. Hey, Cy, the Disney movie that opens on April 22nd and Disney will plant a tree for every ticket. Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay. Go see the Disney movie that opens. I didn't know that. Okay, I will actually blog about that today. I will blog about that today. So thank you. I wasn't aware of that. It says here's another good resource for capturing some of the Obama stimulus plan money. Greenforall.org. Woohoo! Greenforall.org. Okay, I just got it, High Road. I'll definitely look into that because I'm trying to do as much greening as I possibly can without breaking my bank. And if there's any little thing that I can do in my house or any little steps, baby steps that I can take, I'm definitely willing to do it. I'm definitely willing to take the necessary steps to try to reduce my carbon footprint. So thank you so much. I'm definitely going to go to greenforall.org. Did I write .org or .com? No, I got greenforall.org. Okay, cool. And I'm actually going to put all of this stuff up on my blog. Pyro, just so you know, today I'm broadcasting from the Family Success Center. That's where I am on Wednesdays from 10 to 12. So today is just a bit of a shortened show. It's only 30 minutes instead of an hour. But I just wanted to stop by to share with all of you some tips and ways that you can definitely go green for less than $50. All of these things will be posted on my blog as soon as we get off the air today. So, you know, give me like an hour to get home, and I'll put this stuff up on my blog. And if you have any tips or anything that you want to send, Hyrule, he put in the chat room, true, organic is different from USDA certified organic. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And what's happening right now is that everybody's putting organic on it and charging 25% more. And because I don't know enough about organic, I'm not even feeding into that, oh, I have to buy organic milk and organic it. No way. I'm buying the same old stuff that I normally bought, but I'm just making small changes. Like I bought a bag from the Salvation Army. They have a big red sack. And when I go to the grocery store, I try to put as much in it as possible without taking the plastic bags. And some stores will actually give you a couple of pennies back on your order if you bring your own bags. So it's little things like that that I'm doing. I am definitely not a green freak or an eco freak or trying to do anything like that, but I am trying my best to make it, you know, a better, I guess, a better place for my kids, you know, so that they don't have all this stuff that they have to worry about. But that's good. I didn't know about the Disney movie, and maybe that's something that we can look at next week. You know, who knows about the difference between organic and then the food that's being certified by the USDA. That's something that's very important for us to look at as well. So I'll take a look at it. I'll definitely take a look at it and see what it says. It's 12:30, and the show should be set for 30 minutes instead of 60. So on that note, I'm just going to say our closing prayer, and I hope to see everybody tomorrow. Dewan will be with us tomorrow to do a full hour live Bible study. He already sent me notes for tomorrow's show. I was at my meeting today, so I didn't have a chance to look at it. I will look at them this afternoon. I'm going to beat you, Vern. Paint your toenails green. I'm going to kick your butt. You know how people say, I'm going to kick your butt. But anyway, Dewan will be with us tomorrow to do a Bible study for the full hour. I don't even know what the topic is. I just saw the email. But always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. W. Dove, thank you very much for joining me today on Life Remix Radio. We had a very – my Wednesday shows are light sometimes because everyone knows that I'm out and about on Wednesday, and I have a shortened show. But I hope you can join us tomorrow, and I hope to see everybody soon. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. It's your girl, Cy Brown, for LifeRemixRadio.com. Peace.